Did it work?
Yep.
Yeah, see?
It's a freaking song stuck in my head.
At least you can sing it. I don't even know what the hell they're saying.
Well, I mean, I just heard it today, so I don't know what... I haven't actually paid attention to the lyrics yet. Something about sexy stuff?
Probably.
I don't know. I like it, though.
Yeah, you do.
I sent it to my dad. I'm like, Dad, this could be your new jam. He likes that kind of music.
I can picture your dad liking that.
He loves... Oh, you're not... Okay, so... What musician? He is Hispanic. He raps, I think.
Enrique Iglesias.
No, my dad's obsessed with.
Ricky Martin.
No.
Pitbull.
Yes.
Ah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
The fact that you guessed it so fast either makes this very racist or just obvious. I don't know.
Probably both.
A little bit of little column A, little column B. Just a little racist.
Hey, I just, you know.
All right, then.
Pick the vibes that I think your dad would like, you know? I love me some Pitbull.
Yeah,
and Enrique, let's get real. So, and I used to love Ricky Martin.
I do too. Funny enough, he likes like techno and type of music too. So he's a volunteer. So when he was driving these college kids, the girl's like, "Oh my god, turn it up! I love this song." And they were telling my dad that they want to take my dad to Paradiso.
Oh,
my dad's like, "We
your
should
dad
go."
Would
and I'm
die.
Like, "No,
no, no."
I'm like, "You're not going." Because that is way too far, way too high, and a lot of drugs, and a lot of naked bitches.
Yeah.
I don't need my dad seeing that.
Yeah, I don't think your mom would like that too much.
Yeah, so no, we're good.
No Paradiso for Padre.
Anywho. Oh, I hit the wrong one. Damn it.
Oh.
I'll edit that out.
No, keep it in. It's like a blooper.
No.
No.
I want people to know I'm stupid.
Oh, they already know.
It's been fun and therapeutic.
What's going on? It's the story that I'm pulled up to talk about. And of course, there's a freaking... Seriously?
Okay, no.
There's two videos playing on this stupid thing. Something about paint.
I love paint.
This weekend, I'm just...
This is... That was like... Like, better than our intro, almost. We just play whatever that was.
I gotta edit all this out, man.
No, blooper part two. That's so funny.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Take three.
Okay, let's see if I got this.
Sounds good.
Uh-huh. Your line. Sorry.
Oh, hey.
I'm Buffy.
It's fine. You do it pretty good, too.
I'm Vicky Barcelona. Welcome to the broadcast. I have my lovely co-host, Sarah.
Oh, hey. I'm back.
I know. You've been gone for 2 weeks, bitch.
I know. It feels like it's been forever.
I feel like this week's been just dragging, and we've only been here 2 days.
I know, right?
All right. Before I forget, do the thing.
Oh, yes. Follow us on Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Call or text or leave us a great message at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. So last week you had what the listener so kindly called it as stretch throat.
Which is hilarious. I've never heard of that.
I think it was because when BJ said it, it sounded like he said stretch throat. So they were making fun of him.
And that just makes me think of something
I know.
Else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had strep throat and I did actually get it from my boyfriend, so I blame him. We don't know who got it first, but he got diagnosed first, so I blame him. And the week before that, I was in New Orleans.
So tell me about New Orleans. I was watching all your pictures and everything you were tagged in, and it just seemed like it looked like fun, but then it looked like craziness.
It was so much fun. The first 2 days were like, the first day was hot and sunny, like I could melt. The second day was more cloudy, but more humid. And then like later on in that afternoon, it just started like downpouring rain. And that happens. They say it passes, you know, like it lasts for like 15 minutes and you're fine. So we all were shopping and we ended up in an ornament store, like Christmas ornaments.
I love those stores.
Yeah. Like, so they had every type of Christmas ornament you could ever think of. I did not get one, but my friend got, I forgot what my friend got, but they had a sexy topless like mermaids.
That's awesome.
That the guys were pretty attractive for some ornaments. So I was like, you look good. But I would have totally got that one, but I didn't. But so we ended up in that store, and then a torrential downpour started happening. And we were like, hey, we'll be in here for 15 minutes. No. It kept going and going and going.
How long?
We were in that store probably for a good 45-ish minutes.
Wow.
Until water started coming into that store.
Oh, flash flood.
The owners were way chill about it. They said they had a their store flooded in August, last August, and they had to like rip up the carpeting and all this stuff. And then they were so like, this is not a big deal. But so water kept coming in the store, like getting all of our like stuff wet, like shoes and like all of their stuff wet. They were like trying to sweep out the water. At some point they were like, we can't house you guys anymore. You guys have to find somewhere else to go. Like, we have to deal with this if this is all that's going to come in our shop. So we put all of our purses and stuff in plastic bags, put our hair up, debated whether we should take off our shoes or not because our shoes are going to get ruined because the water was like up to the curb.
Were you guys wearing sandal type shoes?
I was in Vans, okay. New Vans.
Yeah.
I was like, no, but I was like, I don't know what's on these streets. So
that's fair. Or you should have just gotten some like grocery bags and wrapped them around.
Just wrapped them around. Yeah, but if there was like glass or something.
No, over your shoes.
Over my shoes. Oh, dude, it was like
nothing.
That wouldn't help at all. Like, we went out and the water was up to my ankles. And it was cold and it was like muggy and it was gross. And New Orleans is amazing, but it's like not the cleanest place ever.
Right.
So then we like went into a bar that was like also kind of flooding. It was just an S show. But then, and then of course, we were like a trolley ride to our hotel.
Uh-huh.
Trolleys weren't running. Uber rides, like no one really was driving, but the Ubers that were driving were like, the surge price was insane.
How much?
Oh, we were maybe like a 5-minute drive and it was like $75.
Oh, Jesus.
Ridiculous, which I get because, you know, who's going to really want to drive in that? But I was like, not worth it.
Right.
So we just went to O'Pally, a bar that's really, really popular. And we just sat and everyone was singing and everyone was so drunk that I was like, I don't even think they know that this is happening. But we were all just kind of drenched and like, just so uncomfortable. But it was really, really cool to like see that happen. But I was like, this is really scary. And then I was just like, I just hope it clears up because this is our last night here and I just want to go out. And of course, yeah, a few hours later, stopped raining, all drained. It was all good. It was really weird. But then, of course, that night we like stayed out till like 7:30 in the morning. Got ratchet, went to a male strip club. It was amazing. Ugh. My friend fell in love with a male stripper. He was like, that song, I'm in love with the stripper. Yeah, it was really fun.
Was it a guy or a girl that fell in love with a stripper?
It was a girl that fell in love with a guy stripper.
That's funny.
They seriously like went into a booth and like exchanged phone numbers, got each other's Facebooks, and I was like,
oh.
This was like her first like, well, obviously, male strip clubs aren't that popular, but I was like, strippers don't normally do this.
No.
That's weird. I was really hoping it'd be like a one-night stand, but...
Are they still talking?
I have no idea.
You should check on that.
They should be, even though it's like far, far away, but still.
I mean...
We'll probably be back to New Orleans at some point. Might as well have a little booty call while you're there.
I was talking to a buddy who went to Vegas recently, and he was not having a good time for multiple reasons. But like, he went for a wedding, and he ended up losing a ton of money, and people like forgot him in places. He's like, we thought you left. He's like, no, I went to the bathroom, kind of.
Oh, that's terrible.
But he's like, one of the only consolations was my buddy sitting here like saying, man, like, no, man. Like, I think he was the groom or something. I don't know. I could be wrong, but he was saying something along the lines of, yeah, man, like, we connected.
Like, oh, with the stripper?
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you did. Sure you did.
Yeah, she connects with everyone.
Your wallet and everyone.
Yeah.
That's all she wants.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the same. And she was very much like, no, he probably just does this to everyone. I'm like, no, people, strippers don't give out like their personal information.
Unless he has like a burner phone.
Yeah, but like even his Facebook and like showing pictures of his like daughter and like, you know, like personal stuff.
All right.
Yeah. I was like, no. And she already like, it was super cute because she wasn't the birthday girl, but she had just gotten out of a really long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. So we surprised her with a dance from him and he was wearing Batman boxers.
Oh,
so we called him the Batman dude. So her and I are just like up like near the stage just watching and he comes over to her and like pulls her off the chair like come follow me and she is freaking out. She's like, what is happening and I just like grin at her. She's like, Sarah, what did you do? I'm like, just go have fun, like, you know. So she already got a dance from him, already tipped him, or you know, did all that, and then he's just decided to like, when he was off, just like hang out with her.
That's awesome.
I know.
I'm actually very jealous.
I know.
Because I fell in love with one, but not because I talked to him. He was just that pretty.
There was one that was very pretty.
This was like a cowboy looking dude. I'm not into cowboys, but something about this Matthew McConaughey looking heifer. And I'm sitting here like, you are the prettiest. And then one of the girls bought me a dance because she was so
from
shy.
From him?
Yes. Like we were about to leave. I'm like, okay. I allotted myself like $40.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not spending a whole ton of money. I'm in Vegas. Like I had $20 for the machines and I had $40 for the strip club.
Damn, good for you. That's not a lot at all.
No. So no. I was very, very, what's the word? Thrifty.
Thrifty. Stingy.
Frugal.
Yeah.
And so we're about to leave. I'm like, okay. They're like, oh, should we leave now? I'm like, yeah, my money ran out. I'm done. I'm good. And then that's when the cowboy dude comes up and I'm like, well, what's going on? And that's when the girl just waved at me because she was super like, oh, my God, these guys are coming and talking to me, because I think they forget that they're supposed to get up on you because you have your guard up so much when you go to clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Or like when someone comes up on you, you're like, what do you want? Like, stop. Like,
yeah.
So when a guy does this, it's like, this is their job.
Yeah. Well, especially guy strip clubs, because usually it's a girl strip club, and they usually go for the guys. So when you're getting all the attention, you're like,
Right. And these are very beautiful men.
I know. Like, why are you looking at me? You're so pretty.
Funny enough, one guy, he was really cute, but he looked young. He looked like he was 18 or 19 years old.
Just started.
He had just started because he, like, you know, he was actually dancing. He was a good dancer. And I was sitting, like, because he was up on a stage, so he was up higher than I was. So I was sitting down basically at his feet level.
Yeah.
And he took off his shoes and he was, by the way, if you're going to be a stripper and you're doing a routine where you take your shoes off, two things. Don't wear white athletic socks. Because
unless that's like part of your stick.
Yes. Because one, that's picking up all the dirt that's on the floor.
Ew.
Second of all, make sure your feet don't stink. Because I'm right at nose level.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Ew.
And I was like, I wanted to tell the guy and I felt so bad for him, but they really reeked. And I was like a good couple feet away. And I was like, oh, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta take care of that.
Maybe that was his like 10th dance of the night.
I don't know. I only saw him once on the stage, I think.
So you didn't get a dance from him?
No. It was the cowboy dude. So pretty.
Yeah. I didn't get any dances. But...
Would you be okay with dating a stripper? Like a guy stripper?
No.
At least you know your line.
Definitely. Yeah, no. I would like to say, yeah, totally, whatever. No, wouldn't be. Especially if I like... went to his place of work.
Yes.
And saw him and like going into back rooms with other girls. And I know myself enough to be like, I would become the crazy bitch. Would you be?
I think if I had someone that looked like Matthew McConaughey, or I mean, not even Matthew McConaughey, I'm thinking body wise, like Channing Tatum, or
like in shape, like really
in shape and that just beautiful, I'd be like, I don't know what to do with myself. I just want to bang you. I'd have to make sure I don't fall in love. I'm like, we can be boyfriend, girlfriend, just where I can have sex with you.
But like if he was your
like if I fell
boyfriend,
in love with a guy.
Yeah, like if he was your, like not, oh, if they were already a stripper and you fell in love with them and started dating them. Oh, I was just thinking in general.
No,
like
if your boyfriend all of a sudden is like, I'm going to be a stripper. I'm going to quit my job and be a stripper. That's a little weird.
Oh, but I mean,
like,
see.
Like let's say you meet a guy online or in person, you start hitting it off. And then he's like, by the way, my job, I'm a stripper. But you really dig in him, you end up still digging him, you fall for him. I don't know. Like, I'd like to, I probably would lean on the side of no, but I don't know. I think that could be kind of hot.
I asked my current boyfriend if he'd be okay if I became a stripper. And at first he said yes. And he'd be like, as long as, like, you know, like if it makes the money and this, that, and the other. But then I was like, well, what if I come home one day and I'm like, God, work was great tonight. You know what I mean? Like, right. In your mind, wouldn't you be like, what does that mean? Like, did she get good customers? Did she have fun? Did she, you know, in my mind, that's what I would
see. Cause I would totally imagine like you having a good day at the strip club. You would just make like nail all your routines and you were the life of the party and you had a great time. That's what I would expect a good day for Sarah, the stripper.
A stripper. Yeah. But like, I don't know. I don't know. It would be, that'd be hard too. Because if they were like, well, this is my, you know, job, like you knew going into it.
Well, could you date an actor then? Because they sometimes have to do love scenes or this and that. And that gets advertised in the trailers and in movies. And you're seeing them.
Yeah, I feel like that has like, I don't want to say a better rep to it. But like,
I mean, it's the same thing. They're acting. I mean, the stripper is acting. The other person, not so much.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, there's that. There's the person that's all about it. I did find some porn categories of that where it's like, oh, it's your first time in a strip club? Let me show you. And then, boom, sex. And that was pretty hot.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the first strip clubs I ever went to. Like, our buddy totally got a happy ending in the back.
Really?
Yeah.
They probably had to pay extra for that.
Oh, I can't imagine. I was like, that's probably like at least a grand. At least I would charge
depends,
at least a
depends
grand.
On the place.
That's true. And like, if the stripper has like any self-worth, really, like,
well, I mean,
if you're charging like $50 more, like,
right. I mean, like, yeah, if you're going to be selling yourself, sell yourself for the big penny. By the way, have you seen the trailer to the new movie, the one that's getting sued by Sesame Street?
Oh, I saw part of it.
The Happy Time Murders. Do you guys self a favor, Google it. Check out the trailer.
It's like naughty Muppets.
So naughty. And like the first line of the trailer is like, I'll suck your for 50 cents. Like, just, I don't know, the way he says it is so funny. She's like, wow, that's a great deal. I almost wish I had it for you to, And he's like, that, I'll take that as a yes. And she just punches him. It's just, it looks so stupid and funny. And
I've never been into the Muppets ever. Like, just regular movies or Sesame Street, or they don't do anything for me. So to just watch them get all dirty is really weird.
See, I don't mind. It'd be kind of like Team America. I kind of fall in line with the whole cartoon just, vibe,
yeah,
I guess.
Kind of animated.
It doesn't bother me. I liked the Muppets growing up, but I didn't like Sesame Street. Hmm. And I think it was because I saw an episode where like Big Bird was on like a road trip or something, and like either his mom or his aunt was following him. So she was following him with the trail of feathers.
Oh,
but she had like this angry look, and I'm like, oh my god. So my head, she's like, she's gonna beat him up. She's gonna kill him. So I was always scared of it.
You're like, no.
So I was very, I don't know. Overactive imagination.
Are you going to see this movie?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
in theaters. It looks so messed up. I do have to give props to one of our buddies who texted in, James.
James.
He even said your buddy James because he replied, he was the one that was talking about how his wedding only cost about $3,000 total.
Oh, you smart, smart man.
But then he asked, can I send you guys memes?
Hell yeah.
And so I was digging it, but like, there's one time where I was like, ding, 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 ding. He sent me a ton.
Vicky's more the meme girl.
Yeah, but I'm like, sure, because I'm getting all the notifications. And there's one where it's like, him, who's my dirty slut? And it's like, me. Oh, geez, that's me. It's a picture of Michael Cera. And he said, this one made me think of Sarah. Most of these you can't really, are more visual, but some of these I can actually read. I'm excited about this. All right, teacher. Billy, if there are 5 birds on the fence and you shoot one, how many birds are left? Billy, none. The others would fly away. Teacher, the answer is 4, but I like the way you think. Billy says, I have a question for you, miss. There are 3 women eating ice cream cones. One licking, one biting, and one sucking. Which one's married? The teacher nervously answers, the one sucking. Billy says, the answer is the one with the wedding ring, but I like the way you think. And let's be honest, if she's married, she's not.
I was going to say, like, the one that's not eating the ice cream cone.
Right. The one that's just doing the regular thing. All right.
That's good.
There's another one. It's kind of a joke. Trucker's wife sees 3 parrots for sale. $170, $150, and $10. She asks why the last parrot is so cheap. The pet store owner said it used to live in a whorehouse. The woman laughs and buys it. She gets home, and the parrot says, wow, a new whorehouse. The woman laughs. When her 2 daughters come in, the parrot says, dang, 2 new gals. They all laugh. When the husband walks in the door, the parrot says, hi, Joe, you found the new spot. And that's how the fight started.
Oh.
And some of these are dirty. I can't actually read.
You always buy the whore parrot. I would. Why would you ever need a parrot in a whorehouse?
Because it's a joke.
Well, I was just thinking, like, it would just... Oh, Vicky.
Actually,
oh,
that would
oh,
be really funny oh, oh, to Vicky, have a whore oh, in a whorehouse. So last week we had Sage in on the podcast. The week before I had both Danny V and Uncle Chris. And we did talk about like fears. We did have a text. It was like, what is a fear that you developed as you got older? Or what is one that you've had? There was a, I developed a fear of dogs when I got older. I eventually got over it, but I was very not a big fan of dogs. Sorry. I'm looking at our old podcasts.
Oh. I definitely have a fear, and it developed probably early teens, of kneecaps, for sure. That's like
my thing. Yeah. You don't like it when people mess with their kneecaps.
Absolutely hate it when people touch their kneecaps, especially like if you straighten out your leg and you can actually hold it and you can kind of move it around.
I used to do that all the time.
Oh, it absolutely disgusts me. Like the thought of a kneecap dislocating is horrific.
Have you had your kneecap dislocated?
Yeah, my kneecaps have dislocated multiple times, and I had surgery on both of them to fix it because I was just quote unquote built wrong and I wasn't straight, so my kneecaps would move and I would have to like legit put them back into place, and it's very painful. And even when people have like, you know, like this, it's like usually men, sometimes they have really pronounced kneecaps. Yeah. Or like if they're very, they have really skinny legs.
I was gonna say, it's usually the really bony guys.
Yeah, their kneecaps are just huge. I can't. I mean, and you see them walk and like bend and, that's kind of been my no. Like when I get a massage or something, I'm like, avoid the kneecaps or I will just like
freak the hell out.
Try to like kick you.
I mean, that's fair. At least you give a warning.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I don't, I'm just lying there like, why do you need to massage this area of my body?
Do you have any other problems anywhere else in your body or any like joints dislocating anywhere else?
No, just the kneecaps.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I'm straight. Got surgery, so now I'm straight. So they
your
don't,
kneecaps
they
are
haven't moved. My kneecaps are straight. Yeah, the rest of me is not very straight. I don't think I have any other fears though.
No, like, yeah, that one I developed as I got older, the dog thing, but not anything else.
I'm pretty good with like spiders and all that crap.
So you can kill them for me.
Yeah, I can kill them for you.
You're better than my old roommates. They were both pansies.
Oh, really?
Both boys. Yep.
I'll like be like, a spider! Just because like I think it's going to like bite me and get in my sheets. And but then I'll be like, I kill you now.
I can't do it anymore. I can't crunch them. It grosses me out.
Oh, I know. The crunch. Ugh. Oh, or then you like take the thing and then you just put it in your palm and you crunch it.
Nope,
like,
I can't kill any bugs with my hands. Even if there's like a napkin, and I can't do it.
Really? It's you have to get a cup and like put it outside and stuff?
I would try to put them outside, but if they're trying to be dicks, and I had a problem the other day. There was a spider in my car. And
nope.
It was crawling on my windshield. So I was trying to be cool. I had a piece of paper. I pulled over. I put a piece of paper out for him to get on it, and he was fighting it. He was like, nope. Like, the piece of paper would get near him, and he would run away.
Yeah, he's like, what are you trying to do to me,
because sometimes
lady?
They'll cly on there. I was just going to throw the paper out, like, you know, shake it off. And he ended up crawling into my vent, so.
So he's still there.
I like to think that I blasted the hot air a lot.
Should have just killed him.
Yeah, so I regret.
Dude,
any spiders in my car are now going to die.
Spiders are not cool. Because they bite. They're never going to do any good.
They do. They kill all the bugs. Actually, if we had no spiders, if someone wished spiders away, we would all, there'd be so much disease and we'd have an over infestation of flies and all kinds of bugs, mosquitoes.
Maybe they're cool in that aspect, but like I don't have mosquitoes or flies in my house. So like, what are they doing in there?
Yeah, exactly. Spiders are helping.
Oh, sorry that I killed them all then.
One of the things we also talked about in last week's podcast, there was this article that was talking about how they're not going to be teaching kids how to use analog clocks in schools anymore.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And it's because they're not going to have them in there anymore, I should say. It's not that they're going to teach them, it's just that they're not really good at, they're not reading them well, they can't read them, so they're not even going to have them in schools anymore. And so we discussed that briefly, and one of the things I asked, I'm like, hey, what do you guys think? I posted on KISW, I posted on the broadcast, like, what do you guys think? Should they still be teaching this? And we had a lot of people commenting.
What do they say?
Stuff like, yes, the dumbing down of our children will not serve them well. People need to know how to do things without looking them up or Google or relying on technology. Another person says, schools are removing standard clocks from their classrooms because the kids don't know how to read them. Isn't that the point of what school is for? And someone else was going on like real
extra.
He's like, teacher unions will allow real education, only communistic indoctrination. Educating children would be too hard. And then, like, Larry, I agree with this one. He's like, also teach them how to balance a checkbook. Granted, who the writes checks anymore?
God, I remember I got taught how to do that. I think I still have a checkbook.
Like, I have one that I use sometimes, but we don't need to. And let's say there's no more technology ever. Like, or let people like, well, what are you going to do if technology fails? If it fails, the checkbook isn't going to do anything because your money's all digital.
Yeah.
It's in the banks. Like, what do you, like, it's to get your money, you have to go, I mean, maybe a bank teller, but she has to use a computer, all this stuff. Chances are you're still going to need technology. Otherwise, that checkbook is going to be useless.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, it's crazy because, I mean, yeah, the whole, like, if there wasn't technology and this, that, and the other, but, like, let's, like, be in reality for a second.
Right.
That's, like, probably never going to happen.
Right. And, like, Timothy even says, like, yeah, it's a relevant skill. We may not always have electricity. We may, once again, have to rely on wound-up watches. I'm like, I feel like, I don't think it matters what time it is if we don't have electricity anymore in the world. I feel like we have other things to worry about at that point. These are all very big scenarios.
Yeah.
But the thing that I pointed out, I'm like, I have no problem if, like, people are like, the teachers need to teach kids. I'm like, you know, you're still a parent, right?
Yeah.
You could teach them. I mean, that's also your job. I mean, you're not paying the teachers. Yes, they get taxes or whatever. But, like, yeah, if you want your kids to have a different education, take them to a private school. If you can't afford it, then shut the hell up.
Well, and honestly, like, it's that's really not that hard to learn how to read that clock. Like,
no.
It's not that hard at all. But, like, I also remember being a child and being like, this is stupid. We're never going to need this. Or right. When they would say, you'll never have a calculator always on you. Guess what? We all have a calculator almost always on us.
Even Sarah, who has a dumb
ghetto-ass phone. Yeah,
not
still
a smart
has a calculator.
Yeah.
So if my parents or teacher were trying to teach me how to read a clock like this, I know my 9, 10, 11-year-old self would be like, this is dumb. I'm never going to have to do this.
And it's like, are we dumb? I wonder, I'm going to throw out, are we dumbing down kids by forcing them to learn old technology and not focusing on new technology?
That's a good question.
And then, like, yes, it's something small and people think, oh, it's not that hard. I mean, yeah, I agree. You can teach them. There's nothing wrong with teaching them. If you're a parent and you feel strongly about it, then I agree. Go teach them how to do it. You can teach them. However, I hate when people get all up on their horse about, oh, you know, we're kids are not learning how to do this, this and that. I'm like, okay, but do we need it? At one point, did the person who invented the sundial or the people using sundials say, it's like, well, you're not going to always have the wind-up clock or whatever.
Or it's like a typewriter. Like, if my parents told me you need to learn how to use a typewriter, I'd, why? Why?
Right.
Or like cursive. I learned that in school. I use it for my signature. That
yes.
is it. Like, there are some things that I just feel like probably should be, like, put in the past and stayed in the past.
Yeah, we keep advancing. And I think what it is that people are starting to feel irrelevant and obsolete themselves.
Oh, totally.
It's like, yep, the new generation's learning a lot of stuff that you don't know how to do, or you're just now learning how to do when they're 5, 6 years old and doing this.
Doing it like nothing.
Like
I feel like that.
My favorite was when I was like 12 or 13 and like anybody's cell phone before smartphones even. Like I could go into any cell phone and do anything you wanted me to. Like, oh, I don't know how to change my ringtone. Boom, boom, boom. There you go.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I want to download ringtones. Oh, here you go. Or I want to set this up for my phone. I could do it. I was like 12 and I didn't even own a phone. But I could figure it out because it was common sense. But
yeah,
for adults, they couldn't do it.
No. And even for me, like, that kind of stuff is not common sense for me. And everyone's like, oh, this thing and this and that and the filter and you can add a song and you can do it. And I'm just like, there's so much and it's changing all the time.
Right.
And there's always updates to it. So I think that's another thing that at least even freaks me out, but freaks more like older people out too, is it's like with a simple clock or with cursive, it stays the same.
Yes.
But like with technology, there's just more and more and more and more. And unless you, like, love it and have a passion for it, it's, like, stressful.
Right. And, again, like, it's, like, at that point, when do we just say it's obsolete? We need to move on. I know you guys are still clinging on this, but you're sounding like ancient old people.
Mm-hmm. When you had to walk 3 miles in the snow uphill.
Or when you had to look at an analog clock. It's like, yeah, the future is now. And at one point, we're going to have to let go. And at one point, we're going to be these people.
I know. There's
it's like, why can't you have, why do you need your smartphone integrated into your brain? Why can't we just have it in our pockets like the good old days?
Yep.
Right? Like, it's about accepting that things are going to change.
Or like, you still drive your own car. You don't have a self-driving one yet.
Right. Like, or like, even the people that are like, and there's elitists on both ends too. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't have a stick shift car because I don't need to. I like my non-stick shift. I know how to drive stick shift. I haven't done it in a long time, so I'm probably awful again. I was driving it when I was like 13.
I always thought it was really sexy, so I tried to learn, and it was an S show and way harder than I thought, and I almost got into like 3 accidents. I was like, nope, automatic, I'm cool.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like, there's elitist, like, oh, you don't know how to drive stick, haha. It's like, okay.
But in my mind, I'm
calm
like,
calm down. I don't need
I
to.
Have the easier life.
Yeah.
Like, I can eat a banana while driving.
Yeah.
Easily, if I want. Can you? No.
Technically, it's illegal because of the...
Shh. But I used to be able to eat a banana while I was driving.
Legally.
Legally. Yeah.
Damn it, Vicky. And I'm just trying not to get you in trouble.
Thanks. I don't anymore. And I'm allergic to bananas, so that was all a lie.
Oh, yeah, you are. Wait, are you? No, you're allergic to eggs.
Well, and kind of bananas. They screw my stomach up.
Yep, that's right. That's a new thing.
And I love bananas.
Speaking of bananas.
Oh, yeah?
Did you hear about this? Apparently, really rich guys are now getting vasectomies strictly so gold diggers can't trap them.
Oh, so they can't get them preggers?
Yes. Yeah, so apparently, like, the Hamptons bachelors. So there's been an influx of guys who are in their early 30s or maybe even late 20s who have a lot of money, like whether it's a trust fund or they just end up being, you
yeah,
know,
really smart, really, really fast.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe a little help from dad plus job or whatever.
Yeah.
So they want to go out and party and have sex with different people. It's like with the summer. And one guy was even saying that like people would lie, like girls would lie about being on birth control, or one girl went to throw away the condom. And then he was like, wait, that felt weird. And he went out and he like caught her in the bathroom, and she was basically with what happened in the condom, was trying to make herself pregnant.
No, like trying to like insert it.
Yeah, she was basically, trying to impregnate herself, basically.
That is so weird because they like she realized how rich he was.
Yeah, like if you know how rich someone is, if like depending on where they're hanging out or what hotel room or their house or
if
whatever.
They're like known around town.
Right. So it's like you get a baby, you not only get that child support, you can like bump up those payments and have like quote unquote your life made, which I think is disgusting.
I think about that actually like a lot with celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bad example, but the one I think of is Chris Brown had a baby or whatever with who knows who,
yeah,
right?
Just a fan.
And yeah, I think, or she was probably a model or something, but I don't know
her.
Quote unquote
model, Instagram model.
Yeah. But I think, wow, like, she's probably set. You know what I mean? That I don't know how much child support he has to pay or anything, but.
Well, to be fair, I feel like he hasn't really been doing much since. Did he tour recently?
Yeah, I went to his concert last year.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't heard from him.
Oh, girl.
So that's,
he's got some new songs out.
Okay, I was going to
say. You haven't heard from him because he hasn't done anything too crazy lately.
Exactly.
That's why.
So it makes me wonder how much money does a sack person actually have? And how much did they save? How much are they?
Yeah,
how
I mean,
smart are they with
I'm
their
just
money?
Assuming because of his fame and whatnot that he does have money. But
yes.
I don't know. But then I was asking my friends, like, if you got pregnant from, like, a celebrity, would you automatically keep the baby? Mm-hmm. it? And they said, absolutely, without a doubt, no question. Mm. And that kind of shocked me.
See, I'm old school. I would like that when I have a child to
it's
be
with,
able to be with my partner.
Yeah, and you have a family.
Yeah, like I don't want to have this stupid not in family thing.
Yeah, but my friends were like, dude, you would be set for life. Like,
which I'm not gonna lie, that would definitely cross my mind if I hooked up with Brad Pitt and he gave me a baby, and it's like,
and you're like, dude, I got Brad Pitt's baby in me.
Right.
Or Brad Baby's pit in me.
Something like that. Or Tom Hardy. Or granted, Tom Hardy's beautiful.
Chris Pratt or Chris Hemsworth or
right.
whoever.
It's like, whoever finds your belly. But it's like, I want to have a beautiful baby. So you'd give me that model baby. But at the same time, it's like,
you have a beautiful baby. It'd be a celebrity's baby. And you'd have hella money.
Yeah. I still think it's effed up.
I do too. But then they both said yes, and I was like,
but then you have this
rethink.
Kid that's going to, like, you got to think about the kid, too, in this situation.
Yeah.
Because you don't think they're going to grow up screwed up?
Well, yeah, if the dad's not really there, probably.
Like, the dad's not going to be there. Like, usually I think Chris Brown is for his kid. But, I mean, especially if it's, like, a secret baby. It's like, you're not going to really spend time with the dad. Like, what's his face? Arnold Schwarzenegger and his secret baby with his housekeeper. You don't know about that? It was years ago. Like, the kid looks just like him, but Mexican.
That's so
But now he has a
naughty.
Relationship with, you know, with the kid. And, like, the kid has
good.
A relationship with his siblings, his half-siblings.
Yeah.
And he's still with his wife. So I don't really know. But he cheated on his wife with her and potentially a lot of other people. But,
probably.
But he knew the kid was there. It wasn't, like, nobody knew or nobody talked about it. The kid looks just like him.
That's weird to be a secret.
Yeah. So, like, I don't think I could do that either. It's like, so don't get pregnant by celebrities, because that's just a jerk move.
I get how these bachelors are like, right, gonna, yeah, make sure it doesn't happen. But then wouldn't they, maybe they would want eventually kids.
Well, I mean, you can always, if they're this rich, I mean, the reverse vasectomy can work. Sometimes it doesn't. The other thing was they could probably freeze their stuff.
Oh, like before?
Yeah, just have it frozen. Like, I have a buddy, or I know a guy who is going through some cancer treatment right now, and he had to save, like, freeze a bunch of his stuff because the radiation is going to make him sterile.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So, I mean, because I know he wants to have kids in the future, so it's like, okay, got to save some stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's probably smart, because I feel like late 20s, early 30s, like, you don't, like, especially guys, like, they don't know.
Right.
They might want to think, like, I will never have kids, but then who knows?
You just want to start popping them out.
Well, especially if you got that much money, you can.
Right. I mean, but maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be 40, 50, and they're like, I just don't want to. And they do call it Hampton season. It's like an area urologist report they're seeing more well-off bachelors request vasectomies ahead of the Hampton season, which is basically party season.
Those bitches are crazy.
Right, so like, a divorced 41-year-old Park Sloper, who works in media and drives a Jaguar convertible, had his vasectomy performed 4 years ago, and it's at the beginning of May in anticipation for the summer. And he's like, I can take up to 3 months for sperm to be 100% eliminated, but for men who just can't wait, they can do a test after to see if, you know, their system has been cleared out.
So do you still produce?
Yes, you still do.
But it just is dead.
Yes, there's nothing kind of floating around in there.
So if
I've been with guys that had vasectomies, and apparently I didn't meet them beforehand. Apparently stuff changes.
So do you need a condom at that point?
For STDs.
But that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's absolutely no way. If a girl wasn't on any birth control or whatever, he could.
Assuming it wasn't botched, because there's always like, hey, I had my tubes tied, but
just kidding, I'm pregnant. Yeah.
That kind of a thing.
So he could.
But he says,
use
wait,
no condom, and she's not on birth control. But and if it worked, the surgery worked, there's no chance of her getting pregs.
Yep.
Whoa.
Right. But I mean, obviously, you have to wait for like the 3 month period or do the test beforehand.
Dang, those bachelors are going to have a real fun time.
Right. And then I just, okay, this is what I want to hear. I want to see like the Judge Judy court or some one of those things where she's like, I'm pregnant and this is your kid. It's like, yeah, really? Uh-huh. Well, I had a vasectomy, so I know it's not.
Oh, my God, her face. She'd be like, what?
If I was a dude and I was in that situation, I would purposely not tell women that I had a vasectomy.
Well, what if, like, she was like, don't you think we should use a condom?
No, I would always use a condom because I don't know what other... I don't trust other people if I don't know them.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about STDs. ECDs. I always forget about them. That's true.
No, Sarah.
That's true. God. They just shouldn't exist.
Right. I agree. They shouldn't. But because people are dumb and not using condoms, they still exist.
That's scary, though, too, because I feel like most guys, because they always think with their head in that situation, they're going to be like, oh, I had a vasectomy and I can't get pregnant, or I can't get her pregnant. Therefore, I'm not going to use a condom.
I mean, I think some guys are actually smart about their sexual health, too.
I feel like a lot, probably, especially in that situation, because usually just like, I don't want to get this bitch pregnant.
Right. But it's also like, I don't know where this bitch has been. So.
Yeah.
Male or female bitches. All kinds of bitches.
All the bitches.
Always use STDs for all your bitches. And I mean that in a very lovely, in a loving
use
way.
Use things to prevent STDs.
Yes. There's a female condom, too. I've never used one, nor do I really want to. Have you ever seen those?
No.
You didn't learn about those?
You can just shove it up there, right?
Yes. There's like a little ring in there and it just, yeah.
No, that's okay. Weird.
Yeah.
I feel like it would feel really weird for the dude too.
Yeah, that's not really, not my jam.
Guys, it's your jam.
Yeah, just use a condom. Don't be like Sarah.
And have them.
Yes.
Don't think the bitch is going to provide them, okay?
Or it could be like Vicky and on one occasion brought the wrong kind.
What kind did you bring?
Not big enough ones.
You always just go for the big ones. And if they're swimming in it, that's embarrassing.
Dude, I had one. Years ago, I'm so glad we didn't actually have sex. This was, I've known him since elementary school. It was this one guy. And we started talking and then we started going, because we went to the same gym back, this again, I think I was like 20 or 21. No,
yeah,
I had a boyfriend. I was 21. No boyfriend. And we started going to the same gym together. And he was telling me about his life. And it was actually really messed up. lot of drug use and messed up situations, almost arrested. So I felt bad for the guy, but I'm like, well, I've known you since I was like 7, and I always thought you were cute as we got older, and we were getting along good, and he was like not living with his parents for like a week or so. I think he had to crash with somebody.
Yeah.
But he was staying at his buddy's like RV that was parked on their house.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So we are in the RV just hanging out and doing stuff, and then I reached out and there's not much there. And the only condom I had left in my big stockpile of condoms, I needed to go get more.
Costco size.
Was the Magnum.
Oh.
And when I reached out, I'm like, I think I probably didn't say this very nicely. Like, do you think this will fit? And we didn't like, and then like his buddy kind of came in, and then we just never ended up doing
it. Did he say anything, or did you see
his
face?
I don't know. I think he said something like, well, let's maybe not do that today or something. I'm like, that's not going to fit.
I don't even like know.
It was so tiny.
So does it just like
I don't know.
Just hella room?
I didn't put it on him. I don't know. Like, we didn't do anything. We didn't end up having sex. So I went home and brought my condom with me.
Used it on someone else that night.
I don't actually know what I ended up doing with that condom.
So when it was too tight, would they just rip? Like, you couldn't even put it on him? It was like suffocating?
It'd just be very uncomfortable.
For him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just super tight, because it also depends. Like, I had a, when I hooked up with like one of my really good friends back, it's a weird situation because we were friends for many years and then we hooked up a couple times and then it's like, no, we don't, you know the guy. It's like, I don't, it's like, it's, you know what, I don't think this isn't how our friendship should be. This is not.
It's not working anymore.
And I had just gotten out of a relationship too, so I was like, I'm not into this.
Yeah.
But he needed Magnums, not because of length, but because of.
Width.
Oh. And so, because I'm sitting there looking at him, I'm like, you don't need a Magnum for length.
So, like, how, but, was there extra? Like extra with the length part?
I mean, like any condom, if you roll a condom out, any, like even a regular condom, they're really long.
Yeah. So it can just like shrink to like the size.
Yeah. So it's totally fine, but it's just the width that is really what Magnum condoms are for.
So the guy that you were like going to try to do definitely just was like a noodle.
Yes. It was not going to. It was just. It's like putting a condom on a pimple. Like, seriously. Oh, I'm being really mean. I mean, good on him. He's got, like, I think he's married. He's got 2 kids now, so.
So she's dealing with the.
Yeah, have fun, honey.
With the not Magnum.
Like, I feel like that's the story. By the way, I am the good luck Chuck. I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast.
You get all the tinies?
No. Have you heard of the movie Good Luck Chuck?
Yeah.
It had Dane Cook and Jessica Alba in it. And basically, whatever woman he would have sex with, she would immediately find the love of her life and get married right after him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there were women, like, in the trailer. I never actually saw the movie. I just saw the trailer.
I probably saw the movie.
But this one woman's like, okay, can we hurry this up? Like, she was about to have sex with him. She's like, I have a date in, like, an hour or, like, in 30 minutes. Dude. So she just wanted to have sex with him. So she's like, the date would work out and she could get married.
Get married. Oh, that'd be so weird.
And so he meets Jessica Alba's character. And he's like, oh, I don't want to have sex with her, but she wants to have sex with me. And I'm worried that like it's not going to work and she's going to like follow the next guy.
Someone else.
Yeah. So that's why he didn't want to have sex with her. So he was kind of struggling.
Let me guess. They end up together. Probably. Ever after.
Probably. But I am him. Like, most guys I've been with, like, shortly after me, whether it was the girl right after me or like within a year or two.
They find the one.
They get married. They have kids. A lot of dudes.
That's weird.
So don't have sex with me.
Yeah.
Unless you want to find the love of your life after me.
Later.
After I leave.
Oh.
So I just think it's funny.
Are you scared? Are you like Dane Cook? Like, if you find one you really like? Are you going to be
maybe.
Like, oh.
I don't know. I figured, I'm like, I might as well just go for it if I really like somebody.
Hell yeah. Just maybe you shouldn't tell them that either.
Yeah.
No. You should just watch the movie with them. And be like, oh, this sounds like my life. Ha-ha.
Sounds like all the guys I've banged. Here, let me run through the list.
Yeah.
Happened with this one, this one, this one, this one. I
Please
mean,
it, make it not happen with you.
I mean, granted, I didn't have sex with him, but we did other stuff.
They're like, thanks, Vicky.
Do you have a lot of that, like, with any of your past guys that either you dated or banged or whatever? Have you noticed any? Like, are they getting married or having kids or not yet? Are still
no.
young? Or is that, like, I feel like we do have different groups of friends.
Yeah, worse. I seriously, I'm not young, but I feel like I'm, maybe my friend group are just slow blossomers.
I was going to say, they're more the party. Because, like, yeah, your friend that we were talking about the other day on the episode, like, where you're stressing out.
Yeah, because she's getting married.
She's, like, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the second to last one, I think.
And we're, like, you're like only, we're only 2 years apart.
Yeah, that's
why. It's not like that crazy.
I mean, I think that might be about the same. Like maybe I was a little younger than you when it started happening.
Yeah.
People were slowly getting married.
And then it just kind of always like it boom, just, boom, boom, boom.
Yep. So it's just, yeah, I'm the only single friend, which is always funny. I'm like,
come to my friend group. We're all like either with someone but not getting married or single or it's still ratchet.
Yeah. I mean, the cool thing is I have a couple friends that don't treat me any differently. I'm like, but you're getting married. I know life's going to be different. So it's like, nope. Like we still put our pajamas on and do dumb stuff or we go out.
I mean, partying. I talk about that. Like, I think, you know, when people ask me if I want kids, I'm like, yeah, like I want kids for sure. But like, I'm like, but not right now. But right. Like, you know, I'm still in like my me phase. But then I think about it and I'm like, no, dude, when I have kids, I'm definitely going to like drop them off or just probably go upstairs because I'll still be at my dad's house, say babysit for me, and then I'll go out and get ratchet. Like, I just think like.
You have balance.
Yes. Like, I'll probably just do the same thing.
But every like, weekend or once a month,
maybe
once
like
in a while?
Once a week. No, I'm just kidding. Jesus, Sarah. Well, I mean, date night.
Yeah.
Once a week. Going out. Yeah, probably once a month, maybe.
But what if you guys are super busy and like between jobs and then the kid and then they're sick or you're tired or they have after school activities like soccer or
good thing
land.
We got grandparents. Maybe get a babysitter. I know some chick named Vicky who really likes kids. Auntie Vicky.
I'm just going to adopt them. I'm going to be like the yeah. It's going to be a very racist situation where it's like the ethnic nanny. It's like, I'm your real mother.
It's okay because well, if I do have kids with George ever, they'll be Mexican too. So it'll be perfect.
It's like, Mommy, why are you white and Auntie Vicky's Mexican, but she
is
looks
she
pretty
my
white.
Mom?
And then Dad's Mexican. I don't know. We're going to confuse your kids.
That's fine.
Let's not even try. But what are your guys' thoughts on getting preemptive vasectomies? And I think even one of the doctors said, by the way, I totally remembered. He's like, you never see a poor man get a vasectomy.
Because they're trying to get a sugar mama.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just people aren't trying to necessarily get into that trap mode with those people. But I mean, yeah. I do know poor guys to do it because they're like, I don't need any more kids. Screw this.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Well, so. I know a chick who has five kids and then got her tubes tied, and I was like, yup.
I would have done that after the third one.
Yeah. Well, and then her fourth pregnancy, she had twins.
Oh.
So then she was like, after they come out, please just tie me up. Like, done.
No.
Yikes.
Yeah, after the third, I'd been like, tie that. Just get rid of the uterus. I don't even need it. Just get me on medication for the rest of my life. I don't
and
care.
Sew me up nice. Not like all the way, but like just
enough.
Nice and tight. Hey, after 3, 4, 5 kids,
So, by the way, if you guys haven't seen it yet, Ali Wong on Netflix, she has like two specials. The first one is like Baby Cobra came out a couple years ago. She's the pregnant comedian.
Oh,
you've probably seen pictures.
Probably.
She is filthy. She's fantastic. And she just came out with her second special. And I think she's pregnant with her second kid.
I was going to say, she's still pregnant?
Yeah, she's got another kid coming.
Oh, that's funny.
It's been 2 years since her last one.
Does she do it when she's pregnant?
Yes. Full on pregnant. It is fantastic. And she talks about her life. She's not PG at all. It is fantastic.
I'm waiting for her water to break when she's like doing a special.
There's a few times she was twerking in the first one. Not well, but she was doing it.
Hey, I hear that like helps the baby, you know? Get out.
But if you want to hear about some awesome pregnancy downstairs stories, she's got some.
Who doesn't want to hear about those?
So yeah, put the kitties away to sleep and watch this comedy. Watch both comedy specials.
Or give them to Vicky to watch.
Yeah, I'll take all your children. That doesn't sound creepy.
Not at all.
All right, Sarah, I think we should go.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.